The number of giraffes has dropped by as much as 40% since the 1980s, says a new report on endangered species. The Red List is a study of threatened species by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The group now considers the giraffe vulnerable to extinction for the first time. Earlier, it had a rating of least concern. The giraffe is the tallest animal on land. These beautiful creatures are one of the best-known species in Africa. They are known for their very long necks, long legs, and the brown and white patterns that cover their bodies. Craig Hilton Taylor is head of the Red List program. He says, in 1985, there were between 152,000 and 163,000 giraffes. But now, he tells VOA, their numbers have fallen to about 98,000.
It is a huge tragedy. It's been a sort of a silent disappearance that we just hadn't really detected until now.
50 years ago, groups of giraffes usually had 20 to 30 animals in them. Now, observers are only seeing 6 animals in a group, called a herd. The Red List experts have been gathering information about giraffes over the last 5 years. They counted the animals from airplanes, land vehicles, and on foot. They say that until now, the disappearance of the animals had not been observed closely. One reason could be because giraffes live in a wide area across Africa. What is causing this decrease? Hilton Taylor says, humans.
The reasons are all due to the impacts of people, whether it's people causing loss of the habitat for the species, hunting of the species for food or harvesting for medicinal purposes or for timber.
He says pollution and the effects of climate change are just a few of the other problems affecting the species. Some people are moving into protected areas where giraffes and other animals live because of a lack of rain that affects food production. Sometimes the graceful plant-eating animals are killed for their meat. Also, civil wars and unrest in Africa make it more difficult to protect the animals. It is harder to do conservation work to protect the animals in danger in areas of armed conflict.
So tackling the giraffe issue is not just purely about conservation of the species, it's also about dealing with governments, about political control, about people's rights and resources, access to resources. So it's quite a complex set of things you have to address.
Hilton Taylor says the fact the giraffe is now listed as vulnerable means that it has a high risk of going extinct in the wild unless we do something about it. But, he says, giraffes can be helped.
It's not too late. We can turn things around. We know in parts of Africa, giraffes are doing well. The population, some of the subpopulations are increasing in size, so we can see what's being done in those areas.
Some of the ideas that work include community involvement and tourism. Tourism, for example, provides jobs for local residents. He also says there needs to be a giraffe action plan put in place to observe and survey the animals across the continent of Africa. Hilton Taylor adds that finding answers to the problems people face, like drought linked to climate change, food shortages, and civil unrest also will provide answers to help giraffes. The Red List is considered an important source of information about risks to both animals and plants. The program says 24,307 of the 85,604 species of animals and plants it studied were in danger of extinction. I'm Ann Ball.